Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The championship belt is right here.
Joe Cowley.
Well, you know what? Joe Cowley writes something, he's not going to write that just because. You don't take that type of media. I don't think you do it.
Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
According to Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Covering Chicago sports for over 20 years.
A little birdie told me.
Don't little bird me. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
All the latest news and notes on your Chicago Bulls.
That's Billy Donovan, head coach of the Bulls. He has got to go deal with Joe Cowley and all the questions that Joe is going to ask him.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be with you guys.
Joe Cowley.
The standard is the standard.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Ryan McGuffey is here in for Spiegs. Joe Cowley, he would have appreciated our conversation that we were having during the break. Because Joe...
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah, he is a youth coach. Yep. So he likes whenever you start to dig into some of that stuff and the mentality of it. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Mr. Handsome.
How you guys doing? Look at this show.
Whew. Well, he's a teammate of mine now.
Yeah, over at the recap.
Yeah, the dude was just knocking. Yeah. He's a content machine. He's covering the Bulls. Then he gets a podcast with Dalen Terry. That'll drop later. We got the playing game tomorrow night.
How was your conversation with Dalen Terry?
Oh, he's great. I mean, he's one of those dudes that's kind of like the class clown. Totally hilarious in the locker room. Self-aware, kind of gets his road and his path. I like Dalen, and I'm glad that he's trying to find his way and is starting to inch towards being a rotation guy. Because to be honest, I mean, last year there were times we were all looking around Media Row going, I don't know if this dude could play NBA basketball. And he has really, worked with DeMar DeRozan and kind of found his role. I'm excited to see what he continues to do and how he continues to improve his game, because he definitely wants it. He's one of those dudes that wants it. So, if you got a want it type of guy, I like to see how those guys end up.
All right. So I want to read this text, because normally I would not start with a text, but this texter's funny. 815. Guys, we already know what Cowley's response is going to be in regards to the play-in. So, Joe, enlighten us, because we talked about it last week. We did a live podcast, and fans were asking about thoughts on, oh, the play-in's great, and we've seen you on Twitter and your thoughts. I have a weird position, and I think you know some of it, because this is 3 straight years. The last 2 years, I'm just like, this is pathetic. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. And this year, because they've already screwed the pooch with how they just went through the whole season, and now they're 39-43 right. Again playing in this play-in, I kind of find myself liking the last 30 games. I find myself seeing how we actually got to see Billy Donovan coach a roster that played his way, and there's some likable pieces now that I'm like, I'm intrigued to see these guys in the play-in game versus the last couple of years. I'm not excited, but I'm intrigued. Your thoughts?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. We've already been handed the T-shirt that said, we made it to the play-on and all, and play-in, and all I got was a stupid T-shirt. So you might as well wear the shirt now. I mean, that's where we're at in this thing. Look, the front office, this is not the fault of the players. This is not the fault of the coaching staff. This is the front, the blame goes on the front office, not understanding what needs to be done to advance this thing. But we're here now. So you might as well see what these guys can do and take advantage of it. See what Modest can do. I think you're going to beat Miami. I put my prediction in the paper a couple hours ago. I just think styles make the fight, and this is a bad, stylistically, this is a bad matchup for Miami. Now, look, heat culture is a real thing, so there always is that boogeyman waiting in the closet. But at the same time, we're here now, so you might as well enjoy it. But the fact that we're here, and if this thing falls short and they do lose to Miami specifically, what in a complete embarrassment Arturis Karnisovas has on his hands, because you still don't have that guy. You don't have him going into next year. You don't know how to get that guy. The roster is constructed that you won't change the roster that much going into next year. So this is going to be another year of us going, okay, do you tank for the 26 class, which some people feel is just as loaded, especially at the top? Or are you just going to continue to think you can build this thing out and build this 2004 Detroit Pistons team, which, oh, by the way, was led by Chauncey Billups, who was a number three pick overall. And, oh, by the way, it had a Hall of Famer in Ben Wallace in it. This team has no Hall of Famers on it. But if people want to use that as the analogy and the hope, then you have fun dying on that hill.
Yeah, you had top five players at all the starting positions for that Pistons team. People tend to forget that. If I was going to make an argument for Arturis Karnisovas to go back to Denver, what would that argument be?
He still lives there. You don't have to make much of an argument. He still has a house there. We're not making a big argument here. Hey, here's the job offer. You want to come back to your house that you like to go visit anyway. There it is. It's not a big stretch. I think, you know, I know there's this. I said this the other day. I think when Ryan and I were talking, I the Joker rumors have started. Oh, Joker might want to come to Chicago. I would put more money on Arturis going back to Denver than I would Joker coming to Chicago. So it'll be an interesting offseason. I think I'm almost positive their entirety of all their contracts is through next season after they extended a couple years ago, the secret extensions that they all did. And I think they all have at least one more year. Arturis may have one besides that, an option besides that. So, I mean, it's sitting there. I mean, it's definitely going to be floating out there. So we'll see.
All right. So more likely, we've obviously, the way the last couple of years have gone, the ability to build through the draft realistically and get a dude has not been there at all because of the record and the probability or improbability of landing a top three pick. So what's more likely? Like, let's say AK stays here, okay? And it's AK and Eversley running the front office of the Chicago Bulls for the next 3 to 5 years. Let's just in the interim. What's more likely for the Bulls to get a star? They do it through the draft or they do it through trade?
Oh, that's tough. 26 would be the first time after the 26 season. So after next season, a lot of decks clear. You're going to pay Kobe, whether that's this upcoming summer or at some point next season, extend him if that's your plan to keep that backcourt. Giddey obviously is getting paid this upcoming offseason. And again, how are you going to do that? Are you just going to go ahead and offer the $30 million a year that you would not offer back in the fall? Or are you going to let him go to market where there's only one team that really has money, and that's the Nets? And I don't even know if he fits the profile of what they want to do. He is young, so he would fit in the wave. But I don't know if they want to invest that money when they're trying to clear decks and get out from bad contracts. So, you know, we'll see. And then you can match that. So how do you want to do that? But I think if you're going to strike, and I do think it's not going to be through the draft anymore, I think they've given up on – I've given up on that idea that this team is willing to take a step back, to take 2 to 4 steps forward. So I think it would have to be through a sign and trade when money clears and you could say, look, we've got Josh and Kobe. We've got the $70 million backcourt. We've got Modest, who, you know, is up and coming and hopefully by 26 has already arrived. You still got Patrick Williams contract. You know, that's 4 more years of that. But for the most part, everything else is cleared off. So you can say, these are our pieces. Now we need that dude. To me, that's probably the most logical way this front office is going to try getting that dude.
How would you describe what's happened with coaches and front office people this year in the NBA versus others?
Well, I mean, the NBA is such a what have you done for me lately? They've all become that when you think about it. I will say there's no league that the players are as powerful as this league. I mean, you have a lot of guys that have to bite their tongue and cater to the players and kiss the players' asses, and that just is what it is. When you have so many few guys on your roster, and then to take that a step further, so many guys on the roster that are influential in you winning, you do have to cater to a certain extent where football coaches and baseball managers don't have to. So, yes, to be well-liked and have a good personality in this league helps, or to be like a foxhole guy that has foxhole guys around him helps. When you don't have that mix or it's messed up, you have a foxhole coach and you have some soft guys that want participation awards or vice versa, you're going to see a revolt, and it happens quickly in the NBA, even for championship guys like it did in Denver. So, yeah, you are walking on eggshells more than any other sport in the NBA.
All right, so we saw the Suns. I mean, based off of the comment prior to, we saw the Suns fire Budenholzer, and now they're going to probably – well, they're definitely going to listen on offers to KD. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He'll be 37. Is there any scenario that the Bulls would be able to acquire a player, and why would they?
Well, I mean, they would love it. I know for a fact they still wish that there would have been more talk with Miami for the Jimmy Butler thing. And I'm not saying to bring Jimmy Butler here, but to be involved in that in a three-way. I know for a fact they would have loved if Dallas would have said, hey, we're talking to the Lakers about Luka. What do you think? Now they don't have the personnel to do what Dallas needed done. So they do want to swing big. The problem is you have to come close with that money, especially with the situation Phoenix is in. They can't take more money because they're an apron team. So how do you do that? It just doesn't – I mean, Vooch's contract isn't big enough. There's just not enough movable pieces. You could try and put something together, but then how does that benefit Phoenix? Unless they are just willing to say Vooch expiring, Herter's expiring, Zach Collins is expiring. I mean, there are expiring deals that they could get out from. So it would be interesting. But then again, I think they're going to want KD to have a say in this and what makes KD – and he's a strange dude, but what makes him say, yeah, the Bulls is where I now want to make this happen. To me, he wants to be sent to a – I'm in the sunset part of my career. I cannot lift the boat up. I just want to ride on the boat to a championship. So, but again, he's a strange dude, so you don't really know what he thinks or how he thinks about things. Maybe that Bulls jersey is something he's wanted to wear. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows what goes on inside of his head.
We know he likes Modest. We know he likes Modest.
That's true. Yeah. And I think their games would actually work well together. But whose game doesn't work well with KD, other than, you know, Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. But that's a whole nother story. Joe, as always, we appreciate you. Read Joe's work in the Sun-Times, subscribe to the Sun-Times, and check him out on the Recap. Sir, thank you.
See you, Joe.
Hi, boys.
That is Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times.
I don't know. So he likes the Bulls to win the play-in game tomorrow. That's his pick.
Yeah, It's such a weird place to be, man, because it's you know, it's a land without statistics. Like, it doesn't really mean a lot. But I do want to, even if it is.
I think tomorrow means something. I do.
Okay.
I think tomorrow means something. After that, you can make a valid argument that lose, so you keep your
chances.
Lottery chance. But I agree with what Joe said, that you did all this to get to this, to host this playing game, and if you go out and flop tomorrow, what do you have to stand on?
Think Tyler Hero will lay the ball up this time instead of taking the three if given the opportunity?
I think that would be a smart move.
All
for one, one for all, though, tomorrow, so who knows?
Like, look, I get the math of it. It felt very much like a go-up-by-9 type situation in the NFL. But lay the ball
up.
Did
that end up being a 6-point swing? Did the Bulls hit a three off of the
yes.
Yeah.
Not great.
No.
Not great at all. All right, we need to take a break. There's a small college football thing that we want to get to. But at 5 o'clock, I want you to stick around because Guff, his experience in TV, we are going to talk a lot about it. And you as a consumer of the product, I think, will enjoy the conversation. That's coming up at 5. We got a college football thing next here on the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Score. Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.